So I walk up and this all of a sudden we see this. I took one of my guys I was discipling with me, and we see this big African American guy, chains, you know, braids, and I mean he's huge, just a little bigger than me, and it's like 230 pounds starting fullback on the football team, and we're like, there's one. So we walk up to him and. Seriously, I'm not being racist. I was, like, feeling like the big dork here. I was not feeling, like, racially superior. I was feeling very ethnically inferior and insecure. It's like Paul said, like when I was with you, among the one of the greatest movements in the New Testament, he said, when I was with you, I was with you in weakness and fear and trembling. And I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's a good picture of what it looks like when you're doing apostolic ministry among the lost, because many times you will not feel like you're in control. You will feel weak and afraid and insecure and trembling and going, oh, I just got to remember that Jesus, okay, Jesus died, He rose again, He's calling people to follow Him. Jesus died, He rose again, He's calling people to follow Him. So we walk up to this guy and we go, hey, we came to tell you about God. It's just like, I mean, it's like the lamest evangelism thing ever. It wasn't like, yeah, I got a prophetic word for you. You know, it's nothing like that. So we start walking with him. We start telling him that I didn't know what to say. We go into his apartment with him, and he just kind of ignores us, but just kind of allows us to just keep talking with him, I guess being polite. I didn't know what to say, so I said, man, I guess the reason we're here is because Jesus died for you. He rose again. Now He's calling people to follow Him. And it's not enough to be religious. But when I was a student, I heard this message and I gave my life to Jesus and He changed my life. And now He wants to change yours too. But every person has to make a decision to start following Him. All of a sudden, this guy hasn't said one word to me. All of a sudden, he starts crying. And I was like, what are you hearing me say, man? He says, my whole life, I've known that I was supposed to follow Jesus. But I never had someone have enough courage to get in my face, get close enough to me to tell me I needed to repent. I was still feeling a little scared, so I was like, well, now's a good time to do that. Would you like to do that now, Dan? He said, yes. Now, I was so intent on seeing a movement on my campus and seeing disciples made that I said, okay, Ben, before I pray with you, I want you to make one commitment to me. I want to coach you to change this world for Jesus. So as you start following Him, I want you to know I am here for you. Will you commit to meet with me every day for the next 2 weeks to read the Bible and pray together so I can coach you to start changing this campus for Jesus? He said, I'll do it. He prayed. He gave his life to Jesus. A short time later, got filled with the Holy Spirit, started speaking in tongues. That guy had never read a Bible in his life. He knew about Jesus, but he never personally read a Bible in his life. Devoured the Bible from cover to cover over the next 6 months. Met with me almost every day for the next 2 weeks. Just a few months later, he comes to me and he goes, man, I have just really got a heart for African Americans on my campus. Oh, that's interesting. He goes, would you come in and start a group for me to reach African Americans?
Well, of course, because I am the campus pastor.
No. I said, no, man. You do it. God's put it inside you. I'll help you. I'll coach you. The guy went and started a group along with another friend of his. And in that next semester, that next year, we saw tons and tons of African Americans get saved, get filled with the Holy Spirit, making disciples. We rocked that campus because now when people went out on campus, they didn't see the dominoes. They saw a mixed group of African Americans and white people and international students loving each other and hanging out. That's the kingdom, man. When you reach one leader on a campus and you encourage them to reach their friends, you can rock a campus. It's not about the crowds, it's about the disciples who then can reach the crowds. That's how Jesus modeled things.